What is up? What is up? What is up, everyone? Everyone, everyone. It's another day, another time, and another week for your favorite Monday night show. And I'm not talking about Monday Night Football. I'm talking about your favorite show, my favorite show, none other than Real Talk Monday. You all. I got my girl, my sister, Miss Tevis, up in the building with me on the night. How you doing, sis?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Look, y'all, we promise y'all, we ain't going to keep y'all 2 hours tonight.
We are not keeping y'all two hours tonight.
But we got a great topic for y'all. We're going to play the theme song. And while the theme song is playing, I want you to tell somebody, tell everybody, tell a friend, tell an enemy that Real Talk Monday is on. So, like, say it, and let's go. What is up? Everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for Real Talk Monday. All right. Let's go into the Lord in prayer at this time. Tevis, I ain't going to get you on you for prayer tonight.
Thank you.
All right, y'all, let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another day and another blessing. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done and all that you are continuing to do for us in our life. Right now, Lord, we'd ask as you continue to bless us and keep us and continue to provide for us as only you can. Right now, Lord, we'd ask as you bless this show, not only let us be godly, but let us be real as well. Get myself and Tevis out of the way, and your name get all the glory, honor, and the praise. And these men bless us in your son, Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Tevis, tell them what we're talking about on tonight.
Today, we are, it's simple, like, polygamy. What is polygamy and all things polygamy, right? So definitely a learning tool or learning information for me as I was reading and researching. So of course, like always, just, you know, putting it out there that the topics we choose are just topics of interest, you know, for us. Our views and our opinions are ours, not to offend or to, you know, force our thoughts and our opinions on you all. But, you know, hopefully we can grow and learn together in this community. So definitely chime in, chat, ask questions, give statements, share what you know. But Black polygamy is a thing, right? And we definitely want to grow and learn about it and just kind of share our points or perspectives and learn from each other and you all. So Black polygamy.
All right. So sis, I'm going to let you start it off with the questions tonight.
Okay. So what is your definition of polygamy?
For me, polygamy is having more than one wife or more than one girlfriend or boyfriend, whichever way that it is for them, having more than one and both of you all being was acceptable to that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What about you?
The same for me. You know, the practice, the custom of having more than one spouse, one companion, one partner, knowingly, right? Mm-hmm. When I was reading, it was saying that, you know, in Greek is polygamous, French is polygamy, And then polygyny is when a man is married to more than one wife at the same time. Then it's the polyandry is when a woman is married to more than one husband at a time. So polygamy as a whole, polygyny is a man married to more women, and polyandry is when a woman is married to more than one man. So right. There is definitely, you know, something for each category. Hey, Don.
All right. Let's jump into these questions. I'll ask number two. Do you know anyone who lives that polygamy lifestyle? Now, no, I do not. What about you?
So yes, I guess I should say, I know someone that has had multiple partners knowingly. I'm assuming the person would consider themselves. I don't want to ever be disrespectful to anyone's preferences or the language that you guys use, but the person has had more than one partner, one a male, one a female. And this is a female. So she was actually engaged to the guy and had a girlfriend. So yeah.
Wow. Is she still in that lifestyle or?
I think willingly, yes. I don't know the details. I kind of only know what maybe I see on social media. It's not a conversation that she and I has ever had. I can't say if she's still willing or still is or not, but I know that it's something that the person has practiced before.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So why do you think polygamy is being discussed and more acceptable now?
I believe it's because a lot of times in our nation now, in our generation now, a lot of times our generation is more curious. Mm-hmm. And they are willing to try anything and everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything. If it works for you, it works for you.
Right.
But it's not going to be something that I would do.
Right. I definitely think the world is definitely curious now. I do think that, curiosity. I think it's curiosity. I think that it, for some people, and again, this is just my perspective. I have never had a conversation with anyone that practices, but maybe it lessens the chance of cheating or affairs. People are getting the best of both worlds, one may say. So maybe lessening that, I do believe that, it's again, a curiosity thing. It lessens the cheating. It's pleasing to all parts, obviously, if it's something that they agree on. So, and I think that, Don said, I think women are getting tired of waiting for a good man. Yep. I read some stuff about that as well. So they settle for what they can get instead of waiting. Yeah. I mean, and it can be both ways, honestly.
Yeah, because there's a lot of guys that are tired of waiting on good women. So
I've seen it on social media where there's, been women that have two husbands or two boyfriends, and, that's everybody seems to be content, maybe for men, it's taking less weight off of them. I don't have the full responsibility of pleasing this woman. For the women, they can have the best of both worlds. I mean, I got a man that may be cooking and cleaning, I got a handyman over here. I got one to pay the bills over here. Who knows? It could be got everything I want in one.
You're building your perfect person. You're building your perfect person.
Right.
With every last one of them.
Yeah. And, again, my thing with that is, as a woman, I ain't got time to please all these different men. Like, That mean no? Does that mean that I've got to take part in intimacy more than I want to, even when I don't want to? Like, that's a lot. Trying to, you know, it's enough to try to understand a man's emotions and feelings and lack of communication, if that's the case, or whatever. And now I got to kind of try to deal with all these emotions. Yeah, that's a lot to me. That's a lot. I don't know about that. I was reading. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was going to agree with you. I would agree with that. Like, no, I don't have time for all them different emotions, all of that. Like, just give me one good one and one faithful one.
That's right. I think too that, I was reading a Gallup poll, and it was saying that Gallup first included polygamy on the list in 2003. 7% of Americans said it was morally acceptable, and that fell to 5% in 2006. But over the past decade, the percentage has gradually increased, moving into double digits in 2011, reaching 16% in 2015, and this year at 20%, the highest in our history. So it is definitely growing. It is definitely a thing. It is.
It's definitely a thing. It's not really going anywhere. Let's be real. Mm-mm. Let's be real with it. Like, it's not going to go anywhere. Like, mm-hmm. If anything, it's going to get worse.
Right. It's going to be more prominent, more known. You know, they were saying something about, like, religious or societal, like it's including stability, safety, companionship, economic resources, reproduction, or love. So all of these things they are able to get from multiple partners, right? And then in some cases, the people are also polyamorous, meaning they have the capability to love more than one person, right? And that's pretty much what it is. So they're just not in it just for all those things that I listed before, but also because they are loving and or in love with
more than one person.
Yeah. And sidebar, do you feel like it's possible to be in love with more than one person?
I feel like it is possible to be in lust with more than one person. Mm-hmm, because let's keep it real, we've already discussed this on the show on a couple of occasions. Right. There's a big difference between love and lust.
There he is.
Mm-hmm. Now, for me to actually say that I love you, that means that I got to pay attention to you. Mm-hmm. That means that I have to pay attention to every increment of you. Mm-hmm. That I have to pay attention to when you're mad, when you're sad, when you're happy, when you're glad, when you're disappointed. I have to study you. Because one thing that I've known is that any little boy can say that they like somebody, but it takes a grown man to say that I love this woman. And any little boy can love like a bunch of girls, but it takes a grown man to love one woman 1 million type of ways.
I agree with you, but I would switch to like and love. I think anybody can say I love you, but a real man is going to act on those words. Does it make sense? He's going to show that.
So good.
Oh, that's what Don just said, girl. Don, we right here, girl. So yes. Mm-hmm. So I agree, but I definitely think anybody can say I love you, but it takes a real man to actually show it. He's walking it and talking it.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Sidebar question on that. Mm-hmm. You said it takes a real man to show that he loves you, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, how is a real man gonna show you that he loves you? Because, I mean, for some guys, they might say, sucking in every day is showing you that I love you. Sucking in every day, making sure that you're straight, is showing you that I love you. But how are they gonna, like, how would you say it takes a real man to show you that they love you?
So that goes back to that video you sent me. And it was talking about
which one? Because I sent you a couple of videos over these last couple of days.
It was saying, did it not save? It was saying if she has to take care of her bills, beauty, vehicle, maintenance, never go on dates, work 50 hours a week, never get showed off or appreciated, always have to say I instead of we or mine instead of ours. Why do you think she needs a man? Men will watch a good woman do everything and let her just because they know she can do it. She understands a man working on himself and trying to get his life together. But if you're not willing to take a risk and establish and build with her, then he isn't ready. Two are better than one, and a relationship is supposed to benefit both. And after a while, being patient turns into settling and asking turns into begging. And if she has to depend on herself and do it herself, then she will be by herself. Should a man call himself a woman's man if he isn't helping her in these areas? So to answer your question, I feel like that was it. You know, so what requires, so you said what
would it take for a man to show you as a woman that he actually cares about you and that he actually loves you?
That we are moving together spiritually, no matter where our spiritual paths are, that we can communicate about it and we can grow in our spiritual strength, that you show up for me, you know, even when I don't need you. Sometimes just because is a beautiful thing, right? The respect is there, that he may say, hey, you know, you need some gas today, I'm going to come by and put some gas in your car, or go fill it up or clean your car, you know, acts of service, you know, all the love languages in some capacity, you know, he will show up in those areas. But definitely the respect, the communication, the spiritual growth, and not being ashamed, like, take me out. Like, I want to go out every once in a while. We ain't got to go spend no money. We can go ride our bikes in the park. We can go walking in the park. We can go feed the ducks, but let's just go out, you know? So I think a lot of the things, some things are like cliche or cheesy, but I think just showing up, being present, I'm not in this ship or on this ship by myself. You know what I'm saying? So
I feel that. I will respect that. We'll save that for that actual show's topic. Because, look, before we get too far into that discussion, because you know how we go, we'll jump into that discussion right now. But
was it your turn or my turn?
I think it was me.
Okay.
All right. Number three. Why do you think? Wait, no. That's you, because I just did too.
So number four.
Yeah.
What does the Bible say about polygamy, if it says anything?
The Bible, I really don't think it mentions polygamy, but when you read your Bible, it does so throughout the Old Testament, and even in the New Testament some, where they have multiple wives. Yes. Look at Abraham.
Yep.
Look at
Moses. Wives.
Look at all of these different ones. Mm-hmm. Look at
David had eight wives.
David had eight, and then there was even one where he married one, and he had to marry her to get the sister.
Wow. So when I was reading and trying to research that, because I had never heard, but I knew that there were people in the Bible that had multiple wives. And there are passages that are kind of, one could say is prohibiting polygamy, like 1 Timothy 3:2, 1 Timothy 3:12, 1 Corinthians 7, 2 Samuel 12:8, but to conclude a lot of that, it never really like God never really spoke for it or against it. Does that make sense? So like 1 Timothy says, now the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperature, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, and able to teach. 1 Timothy 3:12 says a deacon must be faithful to his wife and must manage his children and his household well. Again, these are passages that are speaking, you know, for him being his role to his wife. An elder must be blameless, faithful to his wife, a man whose children believe are not open to the charge of being wild and obedient. Titus 1:6. What therefore God has joined together, we all know this one, let no man separate. Then Jesus states clearly the exception. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for immorality and marries another woman commits adultery. 1 Corinthians 7 says, but since there is so much immorality, each man should have his wife and each woman her husband. The husband should fulfill his marital duty to his wife and likewise the wife to her husband. The wife's body does not belong to her alone, but also to her husband. And then the 2 Samuel 12:8 mean God approved of David's polygamy. Is that what it means? Because I think he was saying in that one about how almost like David, if I, you know, I've asked of you to do something, and in this case, and David wanted a wife, a part of the deal. So once he, you know, once he did what God said he was going to do, God gave him everything, including another wife. So, but it's not like
that. Sometimes what God does is he will allow us to have what we think that we want in order to show us it's not what we need. Just as a parent, so many times a parent might let you have what you think that you want. And then they'll just sit back because they already know what's going to come on the other end of that situation. So they're like, you know what? Look, I know that you're going to be heartbroken. You're going to be disgusted with yourself afterwards. So you know what? I'm going to let you do your thing, go. Go on and do you. But the minute you get done doing you, dust yourself off, come back to me. I'm going to be right here. But you got to deal with those consequences. All right. So the next one that we got is number 5. It's polygamy, adultery. We already read that in according to the scripture. Yeah,
because adultery refers to sexual relations that are not officially legitimized, right? So, for example, it does not refer to having, I mean, it's like it doesn't refer to having like sexual intercourse with multiple partners in the case of polygamy. But it's, you know, having multiple wives, but we know what adultery is, right?
Come on.
You know, sleeping with multiple people, having emotional ties with other people other than your spouse.
Soul ties are real, y'all.
They are real. Then yes. So yeah.
I would definitely agree with that. And I feel like when you do that, you're setting yourself up for those ultimate soul ties where like you are connected to this person and you really can't get away from them.
They got
their hook on you.
That one show that used to come on with
Sister Wives.
And you know, they, although they was close and tight, they still kind of were getting their feelings if he spent too much time in one of the woman's room or too many nights over there or too many nights with this woman. And hey, I ain't got time for that. I just don't have time. That's too much sharing. That's too much everything. So yeah, that was a lot. So yeah.
I ain't got time for all that. Just give me one and I'm going to be good.
Right. We're going to skip number 6 because we just talked about that one.
We really did. We talked about a couple of these. Number seven.
You said you wouldn't be interested in it. Would it be something that I would be interested in doing? I don't know. No, I'm just playing. No, I would not.
Wait a minute, Travis, now. Hold on.
No, no, no. James, your face. That tickled me.
I was like, wait, what?
No, I definitely would not be interested in that. I'm like,
I can't see Kevin doing that. I cannot. No. I cannot.
No.
Because I know you too well. You are one of those that ain't about to share. Mm-mm. You are not about that sharing life at all.
No, it's definitely not something that I would be interested in doing. Like I said, it's a lot. Like, emotionally, mentally, and physically, trying to deal with more than one man. No, sometimes it's like having a bunch of cheering. I ain't here for that.
For me, the main reason why I wouldn't be interested in it is, and I do not mean no offense to the ladies when I say this, but y'all know the mood swings be real.
And right.
If you get two or three of y'all up in there, and I'm having to deal with about 80 different personalities, no, thank you. Give me one. Give me one.
Right.
I could deal with five different personalities. Just give me one.
Yeah, no. I feel you. And I don't want no man crawling on me every night. Like, dude, back up. Like, I just ain't got time. That's like, you got too many people to please, and you got to learn so many. You got to learn everybody's likes and dislikes and wants and desires and turn-ons and turn-offs. Like,
man. For me,
a challenge trying to learn one. I ain't trying to learn too many. That's just too much.
For me, I am not trying to learn 100 different women's likes and dislikes. Uh-uh. But I'm not trying to learn how to please 100 different women.
Right.
But what I'm trying to do is learn how to please one woman 100 different ways.
That's right. That's right. That's
so
right.
It's like, if you can master that, then bruh, kudos to you.
Right.
But for me, like, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. Man, any man that can handle all of them different personalities, my hat's off to you, my brother.
Right.
It ain't for me.
For my sisters that can please more than one person, hey, I'm glad you got it in you, and I'm too rooting for you, but I ain't got it in me. I don't even think I want to have it in me. So, no. Okay, is it your turn?
Yeah. All right. So, next one that we got is
number eight.
Is it more acceptable for men to have multiple wives instead of a woman having multiple husbands? In the male community, I'm gonna let you go first.
No, you can go. Please go.
Go.
So I do think that it's more acceptable for a man to do it than a woman, but it's more acceptable for men to have to cheat or to have multiple partners. You know, yeah, we may call him a hoe, but it's like, haha. But if a girl has multiple partners, she's a hoe for real. She ain't no good. You don't want to sleep with her, go behind her. You know, it's all this. We are thrown to the wolves. And men get passes when they play us, when they cheat us, or when they're known to be, you know, more promiscuous. It's almost given a pass. So do I think that it's more acceptable for a man to have multiple wives in this case than women? It almost seems abnormal for a woman to have multiple husbands multiple husbands in this case. But that also makes me think about I'm gonna leave it right there. So that's my thought. I do think it's more acceptable for men than women.
I would agree. I was talking to a good friend of mine today, and we was talking about a situation. And I was like, kind of telling her what I went through. And she was like, hold on. You talking about her in this matter, but you was a willing party to it. She's like, so how is it that C is getting this bad rep, but you on the other hand, you like walking away scot-free with it? And I'm like, I didn't even think of it like that. And for me, I feel like you said, a lot of times guys are given passes for it. If a man does it and has like 5 or 10 different women, then he's considered, oh man, you pimping, Doc, you pimping, bro, you pimping, man, you clean out here, man. I can't believe we got all them women. But let a woman have more than one man. Mm-hmm. Man, see for the streets, dog. See for the streets. Like, man, see ain't that settling down type. See that type that you just mess with and then you send her on her way. But you ain't that way. But I think a lot of times what we do is we have made it to the point to where it's more acceptable for men to do it, and it's not for women, which it's not fair. But if you really want to be honest with it, there's a lot of things, if you really want to be technical with it, that a man can get away with. But if a woman does that same thing, she's looked at as a player, but she's looked at as a hoe.
Yeah.
If a man pursues a woman first, it's cool. But if a woman pursues a man first, a lot of the times, instead of considering it that she knows what she wants, she's considered being fast. I was listening to a Steve Harvey morning show today, the Strawberry Letter. And as I was listening to it, this woman was admitting that she had a boyfriend that was married. Oh, they ripped the woman to shreds. But the man, they didn't really say too much about him. I'm like, bruh, like, get on this dude too. Like,
yeah, because all is wrong. And don't get me wrong, nobody's perfect. We all done fell short, made some mistakes. But in that case, the person who's married and their mistress are both in the wrong.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Don't make a right. And you know what I was also thinking too, men feel like it's okay for, and you guys, if I'm using the wrong terminology, do not charge it to my heart. Please do not. But they feel like it's okay for women to be gay, but it's not okay for men to be gay. You hear people say, well, if my daughter told me I was gay, I probably wouldn't be as hurt as if I found out my son was gay.
Dude. Right.
Or, you know, when people talk about sex and, you know, a man may ask a woman, well, can we bring a woman in the room? And if the woman's down, then cool. But if the woman said to him, can we bring another man in the room?
That man better say no. But yet and still, we could bring another woman in the room. And if his friends found out about it, oh man, you got her to do that, man. You play it for real. But let them find out that he was cool with her bringing another man.
Right. Yeah. So that's it. That goes to, you know, where is that, you know,
that double standard.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's a double standard. It ain't fair, but that's where we at with it. It's totally not fair.
That's true.
It stinks, but
it does. It does.
And I didn't think about it until I was reading that question. And then I'm like, man, we really do have these double standards in our community. Like,
we do.
And let me keep it real. I'm sure other communities have it.
Oh, yeah.
The African American community, ma'am. It's big in the African American community.
Yeah. Do you think the reasons for having multiple partners has changed over the decades?
I do.
Tell me more.
In the biblical days, I believe the reason for having multiple partners was to bear children, to have more children, mm-hmm. and all of that, to be fruitful and to multiply.
Mm-hmm.
And because in all honesty, back in those biblical days, you could have more than one wife if you could afford to keep both of them up. And in all honesty, also, the more wives you had, the more wealthy you was, is mm-hmm. what they looked at it as in biblical times.
Right.
Nowadays, it ain't about having more kids. It ain't about trying to be proved that you're more wealthy. It's mm-hmm. just about trying to prove that, yo, I can pull them if I wanted to.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I agree with that. Agree with what you said. Definitely back in biblical times, it was to keep the family name, to also have people to help take care of the land and the home. And, you know, the more children you had and could marry off to wealthy people, you know, it was a method. There was a reason. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, there's still some countries that, you know, have that practice, you know, still finding husband and wives for, you know, for their children. I do also believe that, you know, as times changed, it kind of fell off a little bit. Now it's coming back. I do believe that certain people that we've seen on TV or heard about that has practiced it. So sorry.
You good. I know it's been a crazy day for you, so you good.
It has. That has practiced it. You know, they do it, you know, because that's something that their churches have expressed and have okayed, you know, and then now in this, you know, 21st century, it's kind of like people may be doing it for selfish reasons, for reasons that it's not for us to understand, but it's for them to, you know, to get all their pleasures in whatever aspect that may be. So I agree. I think that it definitely has changed, you know, it has changed for sure. The reasons behind it, yeah.
It has. It definitely has. I feel like back in the day, it definitely, like we said, it was for proving that you was wealthy and all of that, but now mm-hmm. it ain't about that. It's about mm-hmm. trying to prove, man, I pulled the baddest one of them all.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be real, the main reason why a lot of them are doing it is because the celebrity culture has made it cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It ain't cool nowadays. Let's keep it real and keep it all the way straight today. It ain't cool nowadays. It isn't cool nowadays to say, yo, I'm married to one person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nowadays, it's cool to say, yo, I got about 5 or 10 baddies on my arm.
Right. Yes. 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 That is definitely a thing. I mean, when you have, I think about Krishan and Blueface and how,
oh my goodness,
tumultuous their relationship is, and
toxic at the ultimate level. Yeah.
And you know, our kids are seeing these things. Just like maybe you sent me a video of the little girl, teacher asking the little girl what she wanted to do with me when she grows up, and she
and a baby mama.
She wanted to be a baby mama, and no, she don't want to get married because she wouldn't be able to get her government assistance. Like, why are we 7, 8, 9, 10 years old saying these things? Like,
how does a 7, 8, 9, 10 year old know what that is?
Right.
It has to be taught at home first.
Oh yeah, she's hearing it. She's hearing it, and I mean, she might not be getting it. Might not be in talk. She's definitely hearing the conversation.
She is hustling and done heard it on a couple of occasions.
Yeah. She has.
Like, legit. She has. It ain't. Mm.
Mm-hmm. She has. Something, because I know we got a little bit of time. You had sent me the post about, okay, so let me say this. So as far as polygamy, Black polygamy in our community, I do think it is definitely being discussed and talked about, thought of more now than it had. It's almost like it died out for a little while. It's coming back. I do believe everybody has their own reasons of wanting to do it, right? That is their reasons. I'm not here to judge. But to me, you know, if it makes sense for them, then that's all that matters. It's definitely not something that I'm interested in. Definitely not going to judge.
No, you sure you ain't interested? Are you positive?
I'm very sure. I'm very sure. Definitely not something that I'm interested in. But I mean, if that's what makes you and your partners happy, then shoot for the stars. So I just kind of wanted to share my little conclusion before I ask this other question. Yeah. What are your thoughts on polygamy? Your conclusion on it?
For me, it's this right here. Look, I'm definitely not interested in it. Mm-hmm. But yo, if it floats your boat, so be it. Mm-hmm. But learn, be ready to deal with everything that comes with it as well.
Yeah. I agree. So you had sent a video or a little picture that Gayle King stated she loaned a guy she was dating.
Let me find that post and I'll send it to him.
Okay.
Hold on. Yep, I know exactly the post. I'll put it up here. Found it. Hold on. I got it and I'm about to save it and put it on there.
Solomon, we've had sidebar conversations. You might have came in on the end. I'm not sure how long you've been a part of the conversation, but the sexuality wasn't necessarily having to do with the polygamy.
Mm-mm.
That was a sidebar conversation.
Right. But I would agree, in African culture, it's still practiced a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is in a lot of cultures, actually, a lot of other countries. I want to say it said out of 200 sovereign countries, 58 countries practice it.
All right. I got that Gayle King one already up here.
Okay. Gayle King says she loaned a man she was getting for 2 months, $4,000 to cover his child support issues. He paid the $4,000 back on time, but I never looked at the relationship the same. I could not get over it. So I'm thankful that the man paid her back. That to me says a whole lot, because I remember guy I had been seeing for a little while. He was in transition and, you know, I'm a giver. I don't mind helping people. If I have it, I will. But, you know, as a single mom, if I let you borrow, that's what it is. I'm letting you borrow, right? So I let him borrow a few dollars, and you know, the joker never paid me back, right? So of course that left a bad taste in my mouth. But for Gayle's situation, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about last week about how we don't like for men to immediately share how much they make, like on the first date or two, right? In the first little minute, I don't need to know that. Let me get to know you for you. I don't want to fall in love with what's in your pocket or what's not in your pocket. Right. I'm thankful the man paid her back. Do I understand her looking at him differently? After that, I kind of do. So I went out on a date with a guy a while back and, he, you know, first date we met out at this little event here in Nashville. It was a fun, cool little event, no biggie. And then he asked to see me again, which is fine. And he said, and I, you know, he was new here, so I was just kind of telling him some things that we could do. I'm very cost efficient, but I also said, you know, we could grab dinner, go to movies, or we can go to the park and get some steps in. Well, I gave him two options. So if you financially couldn't afford to go
movies,
to
dinner, or movies, dinner,
then you ain't got to say nothing. Let's just go get us some steps in, right? You ain't have to say nothing. Well, he decided he wanted to tell me. about his financial struggles. And I was just
Oh my God. That ain't good. Not on the first day.
I don't want to hear about this yet, right? I don't want to hear about this yet. And so, yeah, you know, and I tried, and then another guy did the same thing, right? And
okay, this was, but wait a minute. I got a question, though. Hold on. Y'all women are always saying y'all want us to be upfront and honest. Yeah.
It's a time and a place for everything. The second date, no. And so,
At least he's letting you know where his pockets are at.
Well, I didn't need to know that because we were still getting to know each other. We wouldn't get ready to fall in love and go get married. We was just like hanging out. So two guys did that to me, and I was just like, So I just said, hey, to both of them, of course, separate text messages. So I truly appreciate your upfront, you're being honest. But as you're in this dating world, my advice as from a woman is you don't have to tell somebody you're just getting to know your financial struggles just yet. You can tell them, but not in the second day because we're still getting to know each other. Now, I say that. Then on the flip side, I lost my job last year. It was a year. I was without a full-time job for 7 months, but I had my small business that was still bringing in income. I met a wonderful person during that. So I had went out on a date with a person, but I was just like, I just couldn't. Then this person came into my life and I wasn't trying to tell him. I was telling my cousins, I was like, I don't have a full-time job. Like, I don't want to tell him this. This is a woman. I'm the breadwinner for my home. I take care of my family, right? I didn't want to tell him that. But as a man,
he's trying to step up.
I didn't want to tell him that because I was maybe at that time, I was still kind of new because it was a month later and I was probably still embarrassed, still trying to suck up the fact that I'd been lost my first job ever, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't want to. So finally I said, and he, you know, he didn't ever ask me what I do or anything. Like, so that let me know that he was truly interested in me. And so I was like, you know, we were talking about something. I was like, well, you know, I have a business, da, 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 share with my business. And I said, you know, and then I went on and told him. It was some weeks later, wasn't the first date or two or whatever. I was like, you know, I lost my full-time job in February, actively working, but I have my business, it's bringing in income. And he didn't run from me, right? So now when I say that about men, don't tell a woman so fast what your financial strains are or issues, I think about my person who rocked with me those
if they really care about you.
Seven months, the hardest 7 months really in my life, and especially at this big age, right? So I have so much appreciation and respect for him for that, right? And I said to him, if that is a turnoff, if you want to fall back, I get it. I said that to him, you know, because I did. I get it. Because I was like, I don't want you to wear this stress on you, making you feel like you have to feel obligated to take care of me because you're a man, I'm a woman, blah, 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 blah. You know, but he chose to stick and stay. And I definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it 120%. But I kind of straddle the fence now. But I my gut still tells me that, yeah, I don't want to know too soon.
I think what it is you got to weigh the pros and cons. Like, let's say, I'm going to give you two different options on it. If it's somebody that you just getting to know and you feel like you don't even know what y'all doing yet, like, y'all just kicking it.
Mm-hmm.
As Escape said, y'all just kicking it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be telling her just yet. I'd be like, you know what? Let me fall back. I'm not going to tell her that. I'm going to just wait. But if it's somebody that I'm trying to build a future with, then, yo, I'm going to tell her. Now, some believe that if you have a financial difficulties, dating shouldn't be on the table.
Yeah, that's how I felt for myself. You know, when I lost my job, I was like, I don't need to be trying to date. That's how I felt, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Now, but it depends on who you are dating.
That's a because fact.
Some people, if you was to tell them, like, yo, I have a small business, but my full-time job I've lost, they would have ran away because mm-hmm. what they would have seen it as is, yo, she needs my money, so let me get up out of here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But for that person, as you call him, on our show, your person, I see that little grin coming across.
Yeah,
your person, he didn't run away.
He didn't.
He was like, you know what? I appreciate your honesty. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you being real with me. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to stick it out with you. Mm-hmm. And to be real, I heard somebody say one time, there was a post that was floating around
mm-hmm.
where Michelle and Barack Obama was at a diner. And this guy was a waiter. And Michelle was like, oh, wow, I used to date him back in the day.
Mm.
And Barack kind of smiled. And he said, well, if you would have married him, you would have been the wife of a diner, of a person that works at a diner.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle looked at him and said, no, he would have been the president of the United States.
Mm. Because women will build a man up, the right man. Like, that's real. That's real.
And when I heard that, I'm like, oh, man, I'm looking for a woman that's going to say that. Like, no.
That's right.
You would have been the president of the United States. That's right.
I helped get you here. I would have helped got him here, too. But I think that's real. You hear people saying that, you know, behind every strong man is a stronger woman, you know. And although we as women, you know, I think the last episode we was talking about how, you know, traditional women, non-traditional women, you know, and still in the non-traditional, quote unquote, sense, women still are mothers and nurturers. Most of us, I can't say everybody, you know, mothers and nurturers, the heart of the house, you know, cooking and cleaning and having a full-time job and taking care of the kids and the man, you know what I'm saying? So I think that there's women play such a, when you are in the right ship, what you and your person can be for each other is unstoppable, you know, undeniable. So yeah, I definitely agree with that. That's real. That was real. That was real. You had also sent me a post. One of them was saying that a man, so it was kind of two. So the first one was a guy and a girl, and I don't know if they were dating or not, but they were sitting on maybe it was a girl and two guys. They were sitting on the stoop talking, and one of them said, so if you're the mother or father of your child, the mother or father of your child came or needed something, say they needed a ride somewhere because her car broke down. Would you cancel on your current girlfriend or boyfriend to go give your child's mother a ride? So one person was like, heck no, she ain't my responsibility. Another person was like, if it was something pertaining to my child, then yes, I would. You know what I'm saying? And the girl was kind of like, nah, you know, I don't know about that. My perspective and view on that. So if Justin called me today, and was like, and especially if I had it, and was just like, hey, of course, Justin is married, but that is the father of my child. And he wasn't married, of course. And he said, hey, you know, I need a ride to wherever. And I had a boyfriend. Well, if Ava's not with him and I'm with my boyfriend at that time, I'm not going to stop my date with my boyfriend to take the father of my child somewhere just because. You see what I'm saying? But now if he needed help with something that was going to definitely be beneficial to Ava, even if it was his well-being that was going to be beneficial to my child being a part of, you know, him being a part of my child's life, I would definitely try to help if I could, right? As long as it ain't nothing crazy. I do believe that as long as you have a child with someone, there is going to still be a level there should be still a level of respect and responsibility to an extent, and not overly. And I'm talking about when the kids are out of college and young, or in college and younger, because there's just should be a respect thing. The video that you sent, and the girl, the dad, the man picked up his baby's mama to take her for a ride, and the girlfriend was in the car, and the girlfriend was acting a fool.
I didn't know if I had sent you that video or not.
You did. And she was acting a fool. Like, that was just too much for me. Like, okay, she needed a ride. We on our way this way. Okay. If it wasn't going to hurt, and I probably wouldn't have liked it that much, but it wasn't going to kill me, especially if the kid wouldn't with her, if it wasn't going to benefit the kid. You just giving her a ride. She could have called an Uber or sent her Cash App so she could have got her Uber. You know what I'm saying? But the girlfriend definitely acted a fool for sure on that one. What are your thoughts on the role of, if you had the role of your, if you had a child, your baby's mom, and you had a girlfriend, how would you maneuver those lines?
Anytime that I had a conversation with her, I would have my girlfriend around me. Mm-hmm. Just so, I would say, like, anytime that I had a conversation, my girlfriend would at least know about it. Mm-hmm. Just so there's no blurred lines, like, mm-hmm. oh, yo, this was said, that was said. Nah, baby, you saw mm-hmm. everything and heard everything that was said, and I told you everything that was said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as picking up my baby mama while I'm in the car with my girlfriend, if she ain't got myself with her, she is not my responsibility mm-hmm. at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times guys mess up and we give the baby mother mm-hmm. too much leeway and too much space in our life, and then we wonder why we end up with constant drama.
Yeah, I think there needs to be healthy boundaries in those relationships. And I can say for me and my daughter's father, we have never had any for real disrespectful have yous with our partners. You know what I'm saying? We haven't, which is thankful and grateful for that. But I think there is boundaries. Now, I think it is, you know, I think it becomes a trust issue if you feel like she got to be in every conversation and know every conversation. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of overkill. One of my best friends, her children's father, which is her ex-husband, his now wife, she inserts herself in all their conversations and even sometimes will text her back instead of him texting his ex-wife back, which is my best friend. And I think that's overkill. Like, that's too much. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely think there should be healthy boundaries when it comes to relationships with the parent of your, you know, of a child, for sure.
I agree with that. Tavis, what you think about once a month in one episode, we take out a little bit of time in that episode and we do what's called Hot Topics, where we allow our audience to send us topics and we discuss it.
That's cool.
And that's like that idea.
Yeah, and that's kind of like what I've done on the last couple ones.
Where we've had a little bit of time in between the show and we like, you know what, we have like little things that were sent to us that we can't make a full show out of.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's hit on it real quick. Mm-hmm. Let's hit on this real quick. Mm-hmm. So y'all definitely send out the flyers, send out the Hot Topics discussions to us. And once a month on one episode, Tevis and myself will try to carve out a little bit of time to where we will talk about them Hot Topic episodes, Hot Topic points. Mm-hmm. So you can send it to realtalkmonday1@gmail.com. Once again, that's realtalkmonday1@gmail.com. Or if you're friends with me and Tevis on Facebook, you can inbox it to one of us, or you can always just send it to the Real Talk Monday Messengers inbox. So look, y'all definitely get ready, because you know what, I think that would be something good for us to do, kind of get the audience more involved to give us some topics for us to talk about.
I agree. Well, thank you, James, for tonight. This was a easy, calming conversation. I can appreciate these.
Yes, I love these.
But yeah, for sure. So I will be back in a couple weeks. James and Daisy will be on next week with a special guest. And what are y'all talking about next week, James?
We are talking about Christianity in the marketplace.
Okay. And I was on a podcast. Well, I did a recording on Saturday. It's called Crucial Church Conversations. And we are discussing Christianity and hip hop. That will drop on February the 8th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So it will be on Facebook for now. So make sure you guys go join and like Crucial Church Conversations, Savette Empowerment LLC, and hop on that as well.
I'm definitely putting that in the comment section.
Okay. And I will also be a part of
A Word from the Web, which will drop on March the 15th. Dropping on March the 15th.
That is March 15th. And then the one Saturday. Why am I drawing a blank?
Oh, the Godly View. The Godly View one. Thank you. Ooh, the girls will kill me for that one. Yes. But you are on the Godly View on Saturday at 1 o'clock. No, it's 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock,
okay, 1 o'clock
p.m.
Okay.
Central Standard Time. They will be live, and they have a powerful discussion for y'all. So definitely go over there to the Godly View page on Saturday. Check them out. They definitely going to be coming with some fire for y'all. We got Coach Tevis up in the building on that one. And we got my brother, our soul brother on the show, Mr. A.B. Bracewell. He's going to be up in the building with us. Both of them are returning. They are both returning people of the Godly View. They are coming back and dropping some more gems on us. So I can't wait for that episode. And if y'all are in the area, there will definitely be some great things coming. And stay tuned. So as I always say, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments. Meaning, some things that we look at is bad. God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, be blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. We will see y'all next Monday. Peace. Love y'all.